Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me via Zoom this morning, I have Camille Ferguson and Phyllis Hackett, both members of the Tourism Task Force, the citizens who have taken upon themselves a way to distill all of our feelings on tourism and bring that back to the Assembly. Both of you, thanks for joining me this morning. And to start off with, how about, Phyllis, can you give us just a quick synopsis of what is the Tourism Task Force and what were the main directives that you were given when this task force was created?
Okay, sure. The assembly convened us on April 30th of 2023 for a one-year project to bring recommendations back to them on five different directives. The directives are the number of cruise passengers is one of them. Mm-hmm. Permitting and regulation in all forms. Develop an annual review cycle or recommend an annual review cycle for the city to be able to use throughout the however long it works. And to develop or help develop a TBMP, which is a Tourism Best Management Practices program that has operated in different communities around the region, mm-hmm. and has been pretty successful in that is about sort of saying to the industry at large, as a whole, these are the ways we'd like you to behave and run your businesses when you're in Sitka, to help all of us, them and us, everybody, you know, work better with what we have. And then the last one was to communicate with regional people in the industry to help develop regional strategies to work to help all of us.
Got it.
So those are the directives, and we're also told at the time that we really wouldn't be able to do anything until the cruise season ended, because six of the nine are directly involved with the cruise industry, or maybe not six, maybe five of the whole. And so we started with the three middle ones and worked on those during the summer, divided groups, worked on those during the summer, and decided to hold off on deciding on a number and working with the regional entities until we had more of a group, till we could convene our whole group to be able to, because the numbers one really takes the whole to be able to get there. And it also took time, at least for me, I'm the chair, to wrap our minds around how to go about even gathering a number.
Yeah.
So
it's a big project that you all were tasked with, and you all volunteered to take this on.
Yeah, we all volunteered. Yeah, that's right. And so we during the summer, like I said, we broke into groups and we worked on those, and are still working developing drafts of those different center directives. And then in October, received a call from the city administrator, John Leach, to bring him the number, because CLIA, Cruise Line International Association, and the city are ready to develop an MOA, Memorandum of Agreement, around this, and they need to have a number. So we started in earnest on that, and we've had one meeting so far, November 27th, which was very well attended, larger than we thought, and it was great. We got a lot of data there, and we took a while to enter it all. A lot of post-it notes with people writing things on them that had to be put in the computer. Every single one was put in. Every single one has been counted. And now we have our next meeting on December 7th to go again.
To continue
that,
right.
And hopefully get more people and more input.
Yeah, so this is kind of the main priority, it sounds like, for this upcoming meeting, is to try to get input, to try to come up with that magic number to give to the city to then go forward with negotiating that MOA. But at this meeting, are you going to be taking some of those other directives, like other, you know, tidbits of opinion from the public? Is that going to be taken into account as well at this upcoming meeting?
You know, they're all parts of the whole. So we will be getting information that will help us with that. But we're not going to be working on the other directives directly mm-hmm. at this meeting. We don't want to confuse people. We don't want to dilute the importance of coming to a number and people being mm-hmm. heard on that. And so primarily, definitely, that is our
that's the main focus.
Specific goal.
Got it.
Yeah.
Camille, could you tell me a bit more about, I guess, the structure of the task force? There's, I believe, 9 members on the task force, and everyone has a kind of a specific role or specific kind of group within the overall Sitka community that you're representing. How is that working?
I think it's working pretty well. I mean, we've got, Phyllis is our chair. She's kind of the leader of the pack, and she represents the at-large along with Rich McClear. Barbara Bingham, she's represents the Sustainability Commission representative. I represent the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, and Cambria Holmes is business in general. And then we have Chris McGraw. He is the Sitka Sound Cruise Terminal rep. James Mitchner represents the downtown business corridor. Jeremy Plank, working with Ella Marine, represents tours and attractions. And then Scott Wagner, ports and harbors.
Okay.
That's the makeup of the this task force.
Got it. So for members of the community, if for some reason they aren't able to come directly to the meeting that's coming up next week, December 7th, to show their put in their 2 cents for this. If they fit into one of those specific categories, if they are some sort of tour operator or if they're a downtown business, should they be focusing on giving, communicating with that specific chair within the task force? Should Tribal Citizens be trying to channel all their comments through you, Camille? Or is it less specific channels than that? Is it really anyone can give their input no matter what, or should they be channeling through specific chairs?
Well, I recommend, being one, if you feel comfortable coming to me and asking me to, take their message forward, mm-hmm. I would be happy to, but I really feel it's the voice of the community of Sitka in having their own voice.
Got it.
So they can be heard as an individual. And, we all represent our special interests, of course, that are on this. And it gives good diversity on the task force. But I would, if you're comfortable talking to Phyllis, by all means, talk to Phyllis. Your relationship between these people are important than any kind of segment that there
right.
is. Just
right.
as long as your voice is heard and you are sharing your concerns and in a manner that it will help us, come up with that magical number. And I think that's the most important thing.
Awesome. Yeah, it's good to hear.
There's
yeah.
One other,
yeah.
There's something I'd like to add there, and that is that we do have a web page on the city website, and it's under, Anyway, we do have a page on the city website. I think you can get to it from the main page. And then from there, it is under commissions. And on that page, we do have contact information for all of the different task force members. And we are also having a survey. And so for anybody who hasn't been able to attend one of the meetings, either the one on the 27th of November or December 7th, there will be a survey coming out probably in the middle of December. And that will be, we'll advertise that as best we can. It's hard to advertise in Sitka. People don't really pay a lot of attention all the time. It's really hard to reach people, but we will be having that coming out the middle of December, and that will definitely be on the website. We will also probably have it at the library and some different places where people can work on that survey. And whether even if you did go to the meetings, that's another way that is directly working on getting at that number. And that survey will run until the middle of January, probably January 15th. And after that, we will have a meeting where public comment will be heard, and that will be the end of January.
Okay.
And we'll advertise that when we nail down the date and the location.
Right. So for public input, that is coming up December 7th. What time is the meeting taking place?
Oh, good question. It's going to go from 4 until 8. And the reason we're doing that is so that we can get a broader range of people, right, not just at dinner time or whatever, 4 to 8. And there will be an introduction every hour on the hour. So at 4, 5, 6, and 7, there will be an introduction. So we're hoping to kind of spread the crowd out.
Got it.
So people will go to the introduction and understand, learn what we're doing there, mm-hmm, and then go into the auditorium and be able to work through different stations and different places. And also they'll be able to see the data that we collected, nice, from the prior meeting.
Got it. So you're not obligated to stay for 4 hours. That's always good.
No.
Thank you,
no,
Task Force, for putting on a meeting for 4 hours to make sure we get that biggest demographic possible.
Yeah, that's the goal of it. No, we don't want anybody to stay for 4 hours.
Yes.
Go to the introduction, go into the main hall, do the different. Yeah, and then you can
get a feel for the work that the task force has already gone through to do. Get a lay of the land, and most importantly, give your feedback on how every one of us feels, what that magic number would look like, what you're hoping to see,
right,
going forward with tourism in Sitka. And you all have the fun job of trying to distill that down and somehow make everyone happy. Good luck.
Well,
or at least a compromise that everyone can work with.
That's a very big goal. But obviously that's always the goal,
right,
if you could. But we're doing the best we can, and they'll get the data that we've collected from the community. That's probably the most important thing, to see what their community, fellow community members have said to date.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the data they'll be seeing.
Awesome. Well, we're out of time this morning, but Camille Ferguson and Phyllis Hackett, thanks so much for joining me this morning as members of the Tourism Task Force. Next public meeting is next week, December 7th, from 4 to 8 p.m. and that at Harrigan Centennial Hall.
Yes.
Perfect. And then to go online to learn more about the task force and where the survey will be in mid-December is cityofsitka.com/tourismtaskforce. Again, thank you both so much for joining me this morning and for all the work you're doing to make this whole task force happen. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for the opportunity.